time that person can make a broken offering for. So let's go through the actual market. I've got a tax issue. Some cupcake dalid. Let's see, page. So the first thing is, Ab Eva said, Yachal Avorach, till when can you make a bracha achrayna? Actually, it's Akadah Bosh Shemayo, once it starts to be digested. The Kamash Yurahal is that. First cloud of someone else says, Kol Shaman She'enu Rov Mahmas Osaki. So he's not hungry for anything, he's eaten, he's still feels satisfied. As long as he's in that stage, that could be a few hours later, if a person had a big meal, we say, I must say, the Avorach says 6 hours, I must say, hello. The Mishimur doesn't bring it down. It's funny why the Mishimur doesn't bring that shear down. But the Maestro Shore, all shear is that you feel full, you're not hungry. If you're not hungry, that's still called within shear echo. Then we said yesterday, Mishimur brings down two shitters by food items where you didn't have quite a lot to eat. You had a kazayas or something like that, some food items. So the first one we said is one shitter, we've got 72 minutes. The minute we got it, 72 minutes. They have another shitter which says it could be less than that. It doesn't say what the shear is, it could be less than that. And therefore, it's very hard to imagine. He says the best thing to do, if you have not made it for the first 72 minutes, the best thing to do, he says, is really to have something else, another food item, needs that same bracha achrayna. And that way you cover yourself. I hope it was right. If you have not other food items, happy to be so that you shit or 72 minutes.
If you're managing that, you're
yeah, it's a come either. It might help for that, no, it's very hard to know, it's a come either. So that's what you should do. That was by solids, that we spoke at yesterday for solids. Then we say that generally speaking, the best thing is to make a broth as soon as possible. Because otherwise you're gonna get some of the problems sometimes. It's definitely best to make a broth as soon as possible. Certainly by drinks, where drinks could be much less, could be half an hour, might be sheer ready for a drink. Others are more maker than ours. I take the mice I was looking around in the possible. He brings down a piscachua, brings down over here. Let's see if I can find it where it is. He brings the base. His achroy is by drinks he's talking about. You think about this mini of a lot of people do, like I said, a lot of people do this actually. They drink and they drink the whole time. They're drinking, sipping the whole time and having a shear, then they sip, then they drink a bit more. It can last for 3 or 4 hours on top of this. So he says over here in Kufay Dalis, if you base,
So why
doesn't we have Rotham? You mustn't wait for Rotham. You must make it. You shouldn't wait for Rotham.
Why should
he have Rotham? I don't find the prescription base. Right, so he brings over here, there's people got many with coffees and teas and they drink a long time. He says, the mice don't need to go right. At the end of the day, he says, Lachain, Haminik Hanochain, Lavora Brocha Shon Brocha Achroina. I think the correct meaning he says is to make the Brocha Shon Brocha Achroina, our cold coast to coast, every single cup we have. Zulos, unless in Yodea Babiru, he knows with certainty, Shetok Shir Ikol, he got in one bracket, got 11 minutes, and then he writes half an hour. If you know with certainty you're going to be drinking another cup within that time, yeast or eight kos, then he can drink another kos. So the yotso and the chutz the bias is there, and he's not going out, won't lose a bracha, then he should wait. If not, if you know you're going to have more of a gap in half an hour between one cup and another, he advises you to make a bracha achrayna. When you have your next cup, start the whole thing again.
The
same to be kasha. Someone's trying to explain to me actually today, very interesting what he said to me. He said, what is Shah Ikul? Ikul is that it's the this blue session of eating. He said, this is what Shah Razan means by them. He said, in Seder, Chazal wanted the Kiddush together with the Haggadah. That's not the end. That is one big meal. So even though you passed your time period, it's still called within the Shah Ikul. Yeah, after the amount of what he said to me, that's what I understand. He said, Chazal tells what Ikul is. He said, here Chazal made it to one meal. They made this one setting. And therefore, it could be that that's not a problem. Okay, that's a good challenge. One other thing I must tell you as well is, I told you from Falk, exactly, Raha, this shit, this thing, which Mishavur brings down. Mishavur brings down that if a person has an apple at 3 o'clock, It's not about 4:15. So you have to make a bracha achrona by 4:12. That's why I said to you. And I've seen quite a few possible things actually. And the only thing is, if you're having a suda, anything you're having a meal, everything joins together, that's okay. The Maaseh, the Pesach Shulas over here, I don't know if I can find where it is, he says that the same food item for some reason carries on.
That was yesterday's.
What?
That was yesterday's
Shiloh.
That was yesterday's
Shiloh.
Yeah,
yeah,
you talked to that.
Yeah, so he said, I had to find it. Well, there was only a few minor
equipment, so let's have a look. The same food.
Yeah.
Kopei Dali, because we can find it quickly. Kopei Dali,
do you
want to
mention
the room? I've got to mention the room, which I can't remember where it was. Oh, here, it must be here. Here, do you it must be here. Kopei Dali, do you guess? Maaseh brings this machloek. I told you it's a machloek with apple. Prima Godim says the whole time starts again, yeah? But the Maaseh, Mishabu is machmir. At the end, he says over here, the Maaseh, Pratzim, Shatzir, Lenichle, Prima Godim. And therefore, so you should not make a bracha in him. So he says over here, I don't know where this comes from. Ach, b'cholimim, ein ha-dvar amurim, elek sh'oichol minei ma'chodim shoinim. This whole question is if you start with an apple and you go to an orange. Abel, ba'oichol meshech harbaz man oisoy mimachad. You carry on the same food. Lo matzinim shum echol ma'aposkim. No one says it's a problem. I'm hands up, I don't know what to say. I don't know where this man mocking me, I'm not sure where it is.
What's the difference?
What
is the difference?
I can't
stop. Where does the clock stop ticking? That's
yeah, that's right. What should we click? I don't understand. I have to put in there, I've got to make time. But here's what he said. So I'm saying that the best to do is any swing. I think a good idea is to make a bracha more or less straight away. Unless you know you're nashing, or if someone's going in the kitchen to be a hand and wants a nash of it, so he has a few crisps and a few that, he says, I'm not finished yet, I'm still a bit more. So then I understand. But once he's finished that little session, he should make
a broth.
Okay, okay, so that is more or less it. We got with that. Now let's move today to the new topic. Well, it's not a new topic, it's all part of it's actually very, very interesting. How long is this? And that is the mistakes in the broth throat. Yes. So here, it's very important. A person made a broch achroyder, they made a mistake. Let's get this a little bit here. Now, there's various mistakes you can make in a broch achroyder. I just tell you what happened to me a few weeks ago, actually. I don't normally make kiddush on Shabbos morning, but that week I made kiddush on Shabbos morning. Just tell you what happened, it was in Shabbos, actually. So the nice thing, I had some cake, some wine. Then, I made alamichya, And I finished Hola Amichya, at the end of the last meal at Amichya, I said Amichya, I remember, oh, you're right, I forgot about the wine. So I quickly added in, I'll pre-up offer. Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, Shai, is it, what am I doing the right there? What is the right thing to have done? You understand?
Finish
Hola Amichya. What? Finish Hola Amichya. So that's the Shai. We're talking about a few Shai, many, many mistakes. The Moshe, a person who forgave himself something. Let's start with a simple Shai. The first of all, so Hola Amichya is a brocha achrona for any products that are made of the five minim. That's wheat, barley, rye, spelt, and oats. Provided those items have been cooked, baked, mixed with water. If you eat them raw, there's not a meal. Yeah, if you eat wheat, if John goes to the field, and he has wheat there, he takes the wheat in his hand, crushes up the wheat, and he eats it. That's why I don't actually. As well, I told you many years ago, I started an email from someone showing an email, very interesting. What's it called? These granola bars. These granola bars are two bars that come together. And the question is, what broccoli make on it? It's I think it's either wheat. But the question is, has that wheat been cooked? It's been treated with some heat. So they write, the OU give the hechsher on is actually right, but they themselves are not sure. So they write, it's either hard dog or mezonos.
What about oats then?
Oats could be the same thing with oats, same thing. Same thing, all the same shiners. If you have to know what's happened, a lot of them are treated or cooked. But this thing they write, well, it's very interesting what they write either Hatom Mazonos, which is not yet in the world, and either one's Yotzer. But they say that a Broch Achroyder is a problem.
So with afters?
Because it's either Al Nichya, if it's Mazonos, or it might be, Torah's got a shit of that, Al Hadomah, it might become the end Sheba of Al Hadomah, we don't do it. So they say it's a big problem what to do. So they advise on this advice note that one should have only 1.5 bars. 1.5 bars of this granola bars does not have a kezias of this substance. Mm-hmm. That's what they say. Now, I'll tell you, it's very easy. A person can make posh a mistake. A person has some cake. We asked the wine. Let's talk about the wine. So that's all Mazonus things. So Mazonus things are all Amalika, besides rice products, which is Mazonus to start with, but it's Broin and Foshus to end with. Okay? Then you've got wine, grape juice, raisin wine, all these things are ala gefen. Then you've got ala eitz. Ala eitz is any of the shards of minyan. That's olives, dates, grapes, raisins, figs, pomegranates. All these are ala eitz. And any other fruit or vegetable is broken for
raisins.
Raisins from grape.
Is ala eitz
different? You have enough of it. You have to have enough of Mashiach. Right. You have enough of raisins. Raisins also ala eitz. It comes from a grape. It's the same thing as a grape.
You have to plant them.
What?
Quite a lot.
Yeah, I think it makes about 80 or 90 grapes, or 90 raisins, small raisins. Ones to make a... Because that's a lot. Imagine that. If you're hungry, you manage it. Now, what happens is, the Me'en Sholosh is broken up into two parts. The first part is Baruch HaTosh HaMekem HaNecholah, all the way through till the Kedush of Tahor. That's one part. The next part, Yad HaShem Tzvi Lachim HaNecholah HaMekem. And then, sorry, that's all one part. And it ends off with Baruch HaTosh HaShem Ala Oret Fala Sobosu, whatever you say. So the first part is up to, right at the end, to Baruch HaTosh HaShem. Now, let's say a person made an after bracha. He starts Ala Mechia, Ala Kora, all the way through, Ki Ata HaShem, Tehu Mila, Kebu Lehu, Ala Mechia, Ala Kora. He says, oh, I can't believe it. He says, I didn't even have any cake. I had wine. I made the wrong bracha after that, right? Then he has to go all the way back. Stop and it starts from Ala Gefen, Kriya Gefen, all the way through again. So that's part one. He's mucked up the first part of the Ala Mechia Moshe. You understand?
Yeah,
he's mucked up the first part of Ala Mechia. He's got the wrong block. Oh, let's say, for example, he made Ala 8 for Kriya 8. He gets to the end here, Ala Peres, before Baruch HaTosh HaShem, he says, oh, grapes, I didn't have grapes, I had cake. All the way back to Ala Mechia, Ala Kola, right through. That's part one.
That's his Baruch HaTosh HaShem, he keeps.
Yeah. That keeps. The first Baruch HaTosh HaShem is kept. That is part one. He goes back to the part of the error. So he goes back to there, which is after Melech HaKohen, right. If a person made a mistake on the closing part, that means he got everything right. He had cake, and he made Ala Mechia, so all right, Baruch HaTosh HaShem told me, like, I'm going to Ala Mechia, carried on, Baruch HaTosh HaShem, and then for some reason, he said, Ala Gefen, Priya Gefen. He's ruined the end. The end of the Baruch HaKohen's got wrong. That's quite serious. That's a serious mistake. And the closing part is very serious there. That bracha is invalid. Start the whole thing again. Unless he realizes, Toich Kedei Dibur, he realizes within 2 or 3 seconds, that is, that he's made a mistake, he can correct that mistake. So again, a person has some cake. So he has to be Ala Mechia. He starts off Ala Mechia, then comes to the end, and finishes off Baruch HaTosh HaShem, Ala Oretz, Ala Priya Gefer. Oh, he says, quickly. He says, Ala Mechia, Ala Kola, that's okay. If he does it within Toich Kedei Dibur, that's okay. If he didn't, he starts off again. First case was everything wrong. Yeah,
right.
Wrong.
Right.
He's not finished the bracha.
That's
the difference. He's not finished the bracha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just have to go back.
Yeah. Again, Nachamol. The first case was he's in the middle of the bracha. He's not finished all bracha. He realizes he made a mistake. He goes back to what he's supposed to put in. So he starts at Ala Eitz, which was a mistake. He got to just before Baruch HaTosh HaShem, he realized he made a mistake, he goes back to Ala Mechia, to cake. The next case is over here, where he started off correctly. Ala Mechia was right, he had cake. He made Ala Mechia, he finished, carried on, Gathar HaShem Tov, he said Ala Mechia. But he ended off the bracha, Baruch HaTosh HaShem, Ala Oretz Ala Peres. That's wrong, that's a serious mistake ending. In that case there, he has to go back to the whole bracha, unless he rectifies it, Toich Kedei Dibur, of what he's done. Right?
You need Toich Kedei Dibur for the first case as well.
Well, he's in the middle of the bracha. You don't need Toich
Kedei Dibur. If he really has a Toich Kedei Dibur, he wasn't sure what to do, then he's that, then he can.
No, he's in the middle of the bracha. You haven't finished the bracha yet.
So why didn't you say
that?
Don't Toich Kedei Dibur. You're in the middle of the bracha. It's when you finish the bracha, you want to rectify what you said, to undo it. That's much worse. Here, you're in the middle of the bracha. I think it's much better. The third thing.
Why didn't he add in that
Shabbos? Well, Shabbos, that's a good question, Moshe. You're Shabbos, it's quite right. Good question, Moshe. Hold on for that, Moshe. Don't forget to come next week, hopefully, yeah?
No,
okay? Yeah. Right. Now, the third scenario is. sorry, third scenario, yeah, is he made a mistake at the beginning. This is an interesting strategy, actually. He made a mistake at the beginning. He said, Allah Eish, Rafi, Eish, he went back through, and the end of the bracha, he corrected. He said, Allah Eish, Rafi, Eish. He had cake. For some reason, he forgot he had cake. He started off with, what do you call it, with Allah Eish, Rafi, Eish, came right through. At the end of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Allah Eish, he said, I had cake. He finished off, Allah Eish, Allah Eish. The end of the bracha, he got correct. That's a big topic. That is a big question. What happens now? So Machlok is a poskim. So Mishabura said in such a case you can't go back, you don't repeat the bracha as a topic. It's not ideal what you've done.
But it's a non-starter. The beginning bracha is a non-starter. You have cake, you make a lot of
it could be the ik is the end. It could be the end of the bracha. The end is the chasime. It could be the end of the bracha is the main
thing. Oh, the chasime right.
Yeah.
Right,
so that's a big shayla. That is a game. So if someone got the bracha wrong to start with, but he corrected it at the end. He got the end right, according to many sources, so it's a sophic. The right is a sophic. Probably it's best if you can, have something else to eat if you can. But I must say, a woman phoned out not so long ago, it's a child, it's a partial thing, she was 10 o'clock at night. So she said she washed at 7 o'clock to have some bread. She had one or two slices of bread. And it's now 10 o'clock, she says, I can't remember if I mentioned or not. What would you say, what are you saying?
She's not.
Think about that. You're quite right. Not right.
Okay.
Why? No way. You're very sure.
The rice benching is right.
What?
Is she hungry again?
She loves the benching.
Oh, so yeah. I think that's a good point. The first time to ask, is she hungry?
Yeah.
If she's still full,
then she hasn't lost.
So she maybe she's not lost. Then there's no echo.
And
she's so she's not sure because she had some other things in between. She had some nice stuff, some chips, she said, she had other things. So she said she's not really sure what she's full of.
She doesn't know she's benched.
She can't remember.
She can't remember.
She said that. It's a normal story. What happened? I shouldn't say it actually. This is what happened. She said that she had washed at 7 o'clock. She intended to bench days and she got stuck on the phone and she did this and she did that. And now the night is 10 o'clock. She doesn't remember what happened. What should she do? So the mice are the best eitzah at home. What's the best eitzah?
Have a piece of bread.
So the best thing to do really, pastures, is to have one piece of bread. The thing is, she was Masiya Dad, she didn't think it was eating anymore. So she pastures, has to wash again, and she probably has to make her eitzah again.
Something wrong.
It's not something wrong, because as far as she knows,
she doesn't know she hasn't
finished the bread. She thinks she's finished the meal. She knew she finished the meal, so as far as she knows, she
hasn't finished the bread. Anyway, either way.
Yeah, so the chayav, that she has to make again, I might see. And then, once she had a kazayas of bread, you met.
That's a new meal.
It's a new meal.
What's she doing? There's a benching for that. Not that I'd benching for that as well.
It might help, like, you don't just stop it. It's better than anything, it's better than nothing.
A possibility might help. Yeah. At least you've got one benching.
For it was, the lady says she's very full up now. She's not going to do it. It wasn't a very practical answer. I said, if you can't do that, then I can do it. I can't tell you what to do. I mean, you get someone to lunch you, someone else say, bet you can hear them from them. Otherwise, you've got a problem. So that is the stories with Al HaMechia and Al HaEitz. Again, if you make a mistake, the number one case was, you made the Al HaMechia, you had cake, and you went through it, and you made a mistake for something, you said Al HaEitz, and you realize before you finished, you start off again.
Yeah.
If the Meiser, the second story is, a person made a mistake on the closing part, that means you got everything right, you started by a mission, you got everything right, but for some reason you finished off Al HaEitz, Rafi HaEitz, no good. Unless it's totally divul, he can rectify what he's done wrong, that's good. And the third story is, he got everything wrong, but the last clause of the broth he got right. That's a big machlok is what to do. Yes, over the yotz or something or not, the Meisim Shmuel says stop at broth rock, and you cannot repeat your mission, whatever it is, just leave it as it is. Now, the next part of it is also very interesting, is someone's got the wrong broth completely. Now, let me give you an example. Let's say, for example, someone has a piece of cake, and he forgot. He made brewing the foshes. So he's finished brewing the foshes rubbish. And he's like, oh, cake. Does brewing the foshes help for cake?
No.
Or loads of stories like this you can have.
You just do a mechie as well.
That's ideal. But if ever someone made another brocha, does it ever help with brochas? Another case which happened, also quite interesting, someone has mazonius bread, and instead of making a mikla, he makes benching. He does benching. Oh, the way out. What?
Yeah, okay, that's
better. Oh, the way out. Someone has bread.
Should
and made animation. In all these cases, what is that off? This is a general cloud. We're going to go through this special show. What exactly is the rule? Let's say, for example, a person should have said, Ala Michio. We're not looking at the clock here.
All right.
And let's start with this first case. He should have said, Ala Michio, but by mistake, he said, Bichta Mosm. He made bench the whole bench. That's a big question. The Machlekas.
What do you want to do? Come back?
What? You can't go back. It's finished.
I'm saying, exactly. What do you
want to do? No, it's no good. Just repeat it. If you're holding, you're not Yotze, you have to repeat a bench. You have to repeat Alamecha. Am I for Sophie? We'll have to see about this. Am I saying, could be a Yotze? Okay, Robbie, so stop.
Okay. Oh, yeah.